Hello. 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 Can you hear me? It's so far away.
Is this better?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. Are you able to call into the broker now? Should I call with you?
Yeah, you can try calling. We can try calling again together.
Okay. Just a second.
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling. You're welcome, broker. My name is Arlette. As I'm sick, what's
he was off. He's been lost for 2 hours.
Hello.
A lot of people over there.
Hello, hi.
Hi, I can't hear you so well. Amelia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we're on the phone with the broker now.
Okay, and who am I speaking with?
Amelia Martinez. And Abigail from Family First Care, the home care agency.
It's Abigail, and you're calling from where?
Family First Care.
And your telephone number?
267-551-7438.
Okay. And what was your last name, applicant?
Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-Z.
All right, and are you calling today for the first time or to check the status of an existing case?
Yes, I tried to call earlier, but I kept getting hung up on.
Okay, and what was the reason for your call?
I'm trying to get status of what's going on with my application. Everything has been turned in. I just need an approval to proceed.
Okay. All right.
We're waiting for an approval from the county.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, no. Okay. And to protect your privacy, I do have to verify that I am speaking with a correct individual. So I'm going to need to obtain some personal information. And please note that we will not speak with anyone regarding your application without your written or verbal permission. Okay. Do you mind? Do you give a verbal consent for Abigail to be on the line? Are you providing
yes.
with your personal information? Okay. Can you provide me with either your date of birth or your Social Security number?
10/22/89.
All right. 89. Give me a minute. You said 7/22/89. All right. Spell out your first name.
Amelia.
All right. And give me a minute. I'll be right with you. Not coming up. Okay, so, and you're calling for yourself, correct? because it's not coming up in our system with that date of birth.
10/22/89. Yes, you want my social?
5/8/9/90/11/59. Okay, give me a minute. It is not. Give me a minute. I'll be right with you.
Yeah, because I was told that I was supposed to get a call last week. Somebody was going to call me an urgent matter. Didn't receive a call. Nothing. It's like every week is always something.
I'm going to ask you to provide me with your Social Security number again.
5/8/9/90/11/59.
Okay, thank you. Give me a minute. I'll be right with you. Okay, and can you provide me with your telephone number?
267-581-2169.
Okay, and can you confirm your address?
2614 North Madison Street, Philadelphia, PA 19134.
Okay, and all right, and you say all the documents were submitted to the county, correct? Come out the county's county assistance office.
Everything has been submitted. I got I'm waiting for approval. That's all I'm waiting for.
Okay.
And
let me see if they have any updates in their system. Give me a minute. They haven't processed it yet, so I'm gonna look in their system. So the last information that you submitted was on February the 10th, correct? Would that be correct?
Everything was turned over again on the 10th, but everything has been submitted prior to that.
Prior to that, okay. All right, give me a minute. I'll be right with you. Okay, so let me look and see. Okay, I'm just looking through their records. I'll be right with you. Okay. look at your thing. I'll be right with you. I haven't processed it yet. Give me a minute. Let me look in here.
Okay, I did receive an email saying that there was an error preventing the authorization. Would you happen to know why that would be?
Nope, I'm looking in their system. They sent out another letter. You sent the email. You received the email from where? Was that the county?
From the county, yeah.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. And what's the date of it?
They sent it on Monday.
Because it doesn't. Oh, they sent it Monday, 23rd. I see, no, because on Monday, I see a letter going out. They sent out another letter on Monday, the 23rd.
Saying what?
They're stating that, they're still stating that the income verification, birth certificate for that.
No. We sent that in already. Amelia, we sent that in twice.
February 10th? Okay. Well, I can only go by what they have in here.
Okay.
The disability assessment?
Yeah.
And proof of residency?
Say it again.
They have income verification. They do have the birth certificate for the household. Disability assessment and proof of residency.
Okay, so is anything missing?
We already checked that. They said nothing is missing. So what's the problem now? I don't get it. I don't understand.
Let me see what they have. Well, you might have to call them. I mean, because I don't see it
in
there.
You can't get through to them. That's the problem.
Okay. So did you call the statewide customer service center?
We called the county, and then they transferred us to customer service. Is there another number that we should be calling?
Yeah. Let me see. Because on 223 in their system, it's still saying resources are exempt due to if clients still receive and no longer caring for the children under age 21, resources must be verified. And so, let me see. That's fine. And then let me see what they have in here from yesterday.
What?
So they were asking for, so are you, let me see. So are you caring for children under age 21?
Yes.
Okay. So they were speaking with you. Let's see.
That's why we sent in a letter, a hardship letter.
Mm-hmm. All right. So. Yeah, I don't know why they had this on. Let me look and see what you submitted on February 10th. Because they're still asking for the same thing on February 23rd. So they didn't change. Let me see what you submitted.
I think that what they were requesting was an automated message. I don't think
they sent out another letter on the 23rd with the same information. Okay, let's see. Okay, so I do so. I show the birth certificates. I show, let's see, the Social Security cards or the Social Security numbers. Let's see.
Yeah.
And let me see.
Oh.
I'm not. I'm going to not. Okay, so then I do show the hardship letter. And that was on February the 10th. Let me look at this. Yeah, so I do show the documents in there. Let me see what they have in here. Did you receive some, what is this on? Did you receive some forms in the mail, too?
No.
You didn't? Okay. Because they're listing some forms here. Give me a minute. Let me look at the letter. I'll be right with you. Okay, so let's see. So this information, so they were looking for statement, verify. Yeah, they sent out a lot of information on a letter. So they're asking for, so did you have a case in Arizona? Medicaid and SNAP benefit closure letter from Arizona? Was that submitted?
Yeah, that was submitted. The closure was submitted, and the what was it, the letter of from my sister or something like that, the proof of.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was submitted. That. Both of that was submitted as well.
Okay. So, and they asked for you, they wanted, you will have to update your address with Social Security.
Social Security.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see what else they have on here. The SNAP benefits. Yeah, this information is there. Let's see. Look like they should have everything. I don't see any, let's see, take forms to doctor to complete. Did they send you out a form to have completed by the doctor? Certificate of cooperation? It said, please take to the DRS to complete, then return it to the county assessor's office.
No, form the doctor. Abigail already took care of that.
Let me see.
I received the mail. I received the letter in the mail that everything has been turned in and they're just waiting for approval. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what the holdup.
Well, that's us. Yeah, well, that's what we're waiting for them to actually process it. They haven't processed it yet.
I did email them back to see exactly why there was an error.
Because you said you received an email saying that there was an error? Correct?
Yeah. It's an error from the organization.
I don't see where they have that at. I mean, I don't see it in their comments that they sent out an email or anything, and there was an error. Okay, so I would say maybe try to call the statewide customer service center so they can have. If they're not able to answer your questions, they can have the caseworker call you back. Because I see
we
the
did
information
that already.
That's
they
on
said,
there. You did
that. Right. We spoke to someone last week. They said I should be getting, they put it as priority. They supposed to call me that Thursday. That Thursday came, I never got a call from them. I'm like, I never got a call. Oh, I put a message in for to have someone call you. No one ever called me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, based on the information in their system, I can't tell you why they haven't processed it.
So who do we have to get
the information that was submitted? It would actually be the county assistance office.
So we have to call them?
Yes.
Okay, last call, they didn't have my call.
Hello?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
When it's called last, they can bring new information for us.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
They didn't have any information for us last when we called.
Oh, okay. So when you called the county assistance office, they couldn't give you any information?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you know who the caseworker is for Amelia's case?
It doesn't give this caseworker's name. It's not even shown on the letter.
Number?
I'm going to give you that number. No, I don't show the phone number either of the caseworker. They don't show that on the letter. That's what I was looking for, to see if
right.
they provided any information that you can call them directly. So no, the only information that I saw on there that gave a telephone number would be, I think Amelia was. Did you call for? You had to call for a. Appointment. Give me a minute. And I saw that it was an interview or something, and they gave a number on that information. But let me see. Maybe you can try that, and then maybe they can forward you to the caseworker. Give me a minute. Okay, give me a minute. I'm still checking for that. I'll be right with you. Okay, here it is. Let me see. So you had, so they give a, please call your caseworker, you, Ms. Branch.
I went in there in person. I seen somebody.
Oh, you did?
And,
okay.
Yeah, I went in there in person, and they told me I needed the letter of my sister, and then the information that she was telling me earlier that was given. I turned that in already.
Okay. So that, yeah, because that's what I'm trying to get you some more direct information, you know, where you would probably need to see if they can give you more updates on your case. So it shows that your caseworker is Ms. Branch, and they do give a telephone number, but you say you went in person, correct?
Yeah, but if you got the number, I can call her to see what's going on with the case, because obviously nothing is being completed. It's just, everything is kind
so
of
the funny. Number that's on that letter, yeah, that letter, the number on that letter for that was the there was an interview that was set up. That number is 215-606-9452.
Say the number again.
215.
Uh-huh.
606-9452.
This is for him. This is
and that's caseworker, Ms. Branch.
Okay,
what's the case number? What's my case number?
Give me a minute. Your record ID number?
Uh-huh.
Give me a minute. I'll be right with you. It is 51304-3889.
51304-3889.
That is correct.
Yeah. So I guess the only way now is just to contact her.
That will be, yeah, you, that will probably be, yeah, what you would need to do to contact her to see if she can give you, provide more information.
Okay.
Okay. All righty. So were there any other questions at this time?
That's fine. Thank you.